And welcome once again to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, brought to you every Sunday, 6 o'clock, by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company, located online at luckymojo.com. And also brought to you by drcioni.com. I'm your co-host, Dr. Cioni, along with co-host Kat Ironfoot at the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. And we're here to share with the general public the opportunity to ask us about problems, love, career, certain protection. We'll recommend and fully describe and rest in place to help remediate the issues. You'll learn a lot in this dialogue, so tune in for the very best of the Lucky Mojo Superstar Hour. If you'd like to speak with us on the telephone, you can call at 818-394-8535. Once again, that's 818-394-8535. We'll be going to the phones in just a moment. But first, catch up with our friend and colleague, Kat Ironwood, at the Lucky Mojo Curio Company. Kat, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm pretty hectic, honey. We're in the last day. We're in the last day here before the apprenticeship program that we have, and Miss Bree and Mama Hen have showed up here with the baby, the fabled Bree baby, and I'm trying to prepare flyers and work for everybody. We're cleaning the shop, trying to clean the house, trying to clean everything up, trying to clean up the garden. Things are pretty frantic, I'll tell you that. We have 1 week until the workshops, but this week will be filled with the apprenticeship, and we have a lot of wonderful apprentices coming our way, including Tammy Lee, who is on her way to us right now.
Okay, yes, I know Tammy Lee is going to be there, and I know, I think Amika is going, Outlaw is going to be there, quite a few people.
Oh, yeah. In fact, we did a count on the number of members of AIR, the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, who are going to be attending this workshop, and it's going to be a total of 11 of us, which is almost half of the membership of AIR will be at the workshops, either presenting or attending or just hanging out.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's going to be good. Yeah.
And have a great time.
And the apprenticeship is I think I'm going to have probably 10 or 11 people every day of the apprenticeship to give the lectures to, and we're going to be covering the preparation of bath crystals and salts, sachet powders, and container spells, and bottle spells, that is, and jack balls during the week. So it's a lot of, you know, it's one of those down to the wire things, you know, getting everything all ready and getting it all set up.
Yes. And of course, I'm looking forward to being there, and I'll be coming out here later on this weekend, and before the workshops, of course, I'll be there. And we're getting all prepared and psyched up. I think we're just going to really have a great time, and people are going to be talking about this workshop for many, many years to come, and the celebration and everything. I think it's just going to really, really be great. So, folk, we'll see you this coming weekend. This time next Sunday, we're going to be in full swing.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a live show,
And I have to say, I'm sorry, say that again?
Are we going to do a live show next Sunday?
I don't think we can, because we're going to be presenting workshops.
Okay. Well, maybe we can present a workshop live. We can do that too, you know. We can have the capability to do anything we want.
Well, I think it's going to be too much pressure to do that, frankly, hon. I was planning to skip next week's show, because during that time period we have a couple of workshops going on, including the presentation of the Crystal Silence League, and then also the workshop on worldwide traditions of bone reading.
Okay.
So
yeah.
So we're gonna be off the air next week, but that's all right. Well, we're gonna be having lots of fun. If you miss us,
you can
catch us on the replay later.
Yes, you sure can. Yeah, okay. Well, let's get into our show here and see who we have on the phones here. Tannily, in the queue here. I'm looking for her. She's
850. She's 850. But she may not be in the queue because she's traveling to get to here.
Okay. All right.
So she's probably on the road.
We're going to have to call on people. Unless you have them already up, you know, we can just go randomly here.
All righty. Well, I'm going to have to ask Nagashiva to come in here and help set me up a little bit more than he did. He'll hear me, I hope, very soon and come on over. I do have pre-call-in IDs, and I can read those off. But what I don't have is my Blog Talk Radio chat room set up. It is. Wait a minute.
Well, we have 11 people in the queue who have their hands up, and they're ready for us to call on them.
All right. Well, what I have here is the first caller I have is, let me see here, it is someone named, Written Static is what they're called at Lucky Mojo Forum, and at Blog Talk Radio they're called Renee Zub, and they are from 586 area code in Detroit.
Okay, 586 area code from Detroit. We have that person on the line, 586 area code. You are now live on the Lucky Mojo Hoot and Root Work Hour with Cat Ironwood and myself, Dr. Christos Chione. Are you there, caller?
I'm here. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. And what name do you want to go by?
You can call me Renee. That's fine.
Renee. All right.
Renee.
Well, I'm going to
read
Renee's description what she says about herself. First of all, Renee has never had a reading with either of us before and says, I would like to get back with my ex. I had a breakup candle vigil burned at the Missionary Independent Spiritual Church, and the report was a positive one. I presume this was a breakup on the ex and the ex's current partner. Yet some obstacles lay ahead in the situation. What are these obstacles, and how can I get through them? Let's ask just a little bit and get some clarity about this breakup candle. So how long were you with your ex?
A few months, about 3 months.
3 months. Mm-hmm. And then was it a man or a woman?
I was with a man.
Man, okay. So he and you broke up, and now he's got somebody else, and that's what the breakup candle was for?
The breakup candle was for some bad friends he was around. He was around some very horrible people who just did a lot of negative things.
I see. So let me understand here. I just want to make very clear. So what we're talking about is this is not that he got another girlfriend, but that you broke up with him because of his bad companions and their bad ways of being.
Correct.
All right. So the candle burned, and it burned, it said that there was some positive signs, but that there were obstacles in the way. And you want to know what the obstacles are. Okay, I think I'm clear on the situation. What's your sign of the zodiac, huh?
Virgo.
Virgo, all right. And what is his sign of the zodiac?
His birthday was April 16th, so...
Aries.
Aries.
All right. All right, hon, I think I understand. So, Dr. K, do you want to throw down some cards on this, or do you want me to?
Okay, so let me get the understanding here. She wants to know what is standing in the way of this relationship, correct?
Well, why did the breakup candle show obstacles? And I'll explain here just a little bit since I work with these candles a lot. When we burn candles at Missionary Independent Spiritual Church, we do a divination. It's part of the service, and it's emailed to you. Obstacles in a candle like that could be stuck herbs, stuck glitter. It could be bands of wax, you know, running up, you know, like concentric layers of wax. It's something that says the burn is fairly clear, but there's something wrong, or there may be soot at the top, black at the top. Do you remember, hon, if it was soot or black at the top, or was it stuck herbs? Or did the report would have said?
I believe, just stuck herbs.
Stuck herbs. All right. That's less of an obstacle than black, because black means enemy action. Soot, you know, black soot means that there's fighting going on against the spell work. So that's why it was generally positive. It meant that there were things in the way. Okay? So now, Dr. K, you get the picture of what we're talking about, the kind of candle and what it burned?
Yes, Ken, I do. And there are obstacles here. I think one is man's level of commitment and whether or not he truly, truly wants to be in a relationship here. I have the Eight of Stones sitting in the past. I have the Two of Stones reversed in the present time. That, of course, does signify, you know, that she is trying to separate some individuals here. The Father of Wands is in the future, and here in the first tarot, it is a no card to the outcome being what she expects it to be. I also have a feeling that this man is trying to make a decision about something in his life. So we have the obstacles here. There's a woman, there are children. That's another part of the obstacles that remains here. Not just the people that we're trying to move away from this man. And there is the commitment factor with this man, whether or not he truly, truly, truly is on the same page with you. That's why I'm seeing that.
Yeah. I'm seeing something else I'd like to comment on, and it's a harsh thing to say because I don't know this man, you know, and I don't even know his name, but I am seeing a card that is called the Eight of Cups, and this is a man who walks away from eight beautiful cups into the darkness, and he leaves behind something very precious. He just walks off into an area of rocks and water that's just really inhospitable, under a moon in a dark sky, and the moon has a very sad face and is crying. And it says to me that he may be, he's made a choice here, in a sense. Now, you wanted to know what the nature of the obstacles was, and it came up as stuck herbs, not soot. One of the ways in interpreting that candle in a little more depth is, and you said that they were doing bad things. Heavy drinking, right, because I was going to say stuck herbs can usually, I mean, we don't put alcohol in our candles, but a lot of times it will indicate weed, and I'm not kidding, you know what I mean, it indicates intoxicants, things like weed, things like crack, things like alcohol, things that are obstacles that are themselves of what you might call of the spirits of plants, or plant matter, and even alcohol is of the spirit of a plant, you know, because it's made from, you know, weed or rice or whatever you're going to make it from, and it's going to be made with hops and other seasonings, you know, and things like that. So alcohol is basically a brewed plant matter that has been fermented. So when I see that, I think that what this man is going to need is more cleansing. The fact that the card I got shows him walking away from these eight golden cups and into the dark means that this could be a serious issue with him. In other words, we're talking about a person who, if he doesn't turn his life around, could be lost to life, certainly lost to you. And I'm not going to try to paint too dark a picture, you know, but because I'm not seeing like a death card here. But it is dark, and it is on him. If I were you, I would continue with some other types of prayers. For instance, you used a breakup to separate him from his bad companions. I might try to use cast off evil on him to try to separate him from his dependency on alcohol. Do you see the difference between those two forms of work?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So what I would recommend for you next is to do some cast-off evil work for him on his behalf. And when you do that, try to separate him not only from the alcohol, but from the bad companions that the alcohol brings. Is he involved in anything illegal at all?
Not that I know of.
Not you, John. Okay, that's good. That's good. That's good. That's probably why we didn't have horrible soot or anything like that. Now, what's the age of this man?
He's 28.
All right. So he's just about the right age that he's either going to grow up and make it, or he's going to not grow up and fall apart. You know what I'm saying? We usually look for them. You know, people have a wild and crazy youth. You know, they get out of the parental control and they go off and they do whatever they're going to do. But if they don't straighten up, they end up, you know, having a no-count life. And so he's right at that point. I would use cast-off evil. Try burning a cast-off evil candle. We can set it at the church and do some prayers that way. You also might want to make a spell. Do you do spell work yourself?
Yes, I do.
All right. So you might want to take a spell and take some of the kind of alcohol that he prefers, whatever kind it is, and mix it with some really ugly herbs. And I would recommend, for instance, red pepper, vandal root, which stinks to high heaven. Does he drink wine, beer, whiskey? What does he drink?
He drinks alcohol, and he'll do shots of whiskey.
Shots of whiskey. Okay, so, all right, so get yourself a shot glass of whiskey. And I've had people tell me that some people they know make drink Jello shots. I'm like, Jello shots, and it's even easier when you do it because you can just put all this stuff into the Jello. But you want to put in red pepper. You want to put in vandal root. You want to put in something, you know, that is repelling. There's a lot of them, and you can look in my green book, Hoodoo Urban Root Magic. You might even put in some things like sulfur powder and, you know, things that are, you know, such things. You can also take cast-off evil sachet powders. We have some strange music on the line. What was that?
Yes, if you could get that first, mute your phone, please, or we'll have to turn you off.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Oh, hi. My name is Jackie. I'm actually walking, that's why. That's the ice cream truck.
Oh, all right. That was very cute music.
I didn't even know you guys picked up on me. Oh, my God.
All
right. Okay.
All right, well, let me go on with what I was saying then. The idea here is to put into the whiskey all of these very repelling types of herbs. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, I do.
All right. And then you're going to take that shot glass of whiskey, and I would take it to a graveyard, and you can put into it, you know, things like such as anything of him, if you have his hair or a name or something like that. If you're only together for 3 months with him, you probably don't have a lot of his stuff. But something that's going to be his, you know, that's going to recognize to him, link to him. And take that to the graveyard and then dig a hole at a grave. And you have to find a spirit who's willing and pay that spirit. And then just pour that in with all of that stuff into the hole and say, you know, remove this feeling of craving for this alcohol from him. Another way to do it is to make a doll baby of him and make this whiskey up with all these negative things in it and you know, let it sit for a while and soak it all in. It'll be really pretty nasty. And give it to the doll baby to drink, drop by drop, sip by sip at its little mouth. And say, when you taste whiskey, you taste vandal root. When you taste whiskey, it's hot red pepper burns your mouth. And you can put it down into where the stomach is. When you drink whiskey, it burns your stomach. You're going to get a bleeding ulcer and have to stop drinking. You see what I'm getting at here?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So you want to do that kind of thing with the doll. And those are, you know, that's useful. Now, you've only known this man 3 months, so I don't know if that's, you know, if it's worth it to you to spend, you know, 3 months working on it. Because some do and some don't. But if it was, I'm telling you all of these things in sort of in depth, and you know, because someone listening to this program later, it might be their husband and they've been together for 20 years and they need to know some more tips.
This is great. Thank you.
All right. Do you have anything to add, Dr. K?
To this, no, I really don't have anything to add because I see something totally different from what you see, and I'm kind of wondering why, you know, an individual would, you know, hold on to someone with this type of a life-controlling problem unless there is something of significant value that is there to hold on to. The cards do not show me that this person is going to cease doing what he is doing, even with the treatment that you are saying that he will have. The Tower cards is the outcome here. And that is not good with this individual. So, you know, I'm going to actually dissent with you on this one because that's not what I am seeing. And the Devil card is reversed here with this man as well. And so the things that you're recommending, they may help, but I don't think that they're going to solve the problem. The problem is much deeper.
Yeah, I have that sense too, Dr. K. I would not call that a dissent. What I'm trying to give is a solution to the obstacles, but here's the problem. I don't think, and seriously, Renee, I don't think you have enough of a hold on him to break this, is what I'm trying to say. But you know, you can try. It's always worth it to try. If you saw something there, you know, if you saw something there, you're like, but don't spend, if you were only together 3 months, you know, the amount of link and tie you have is probably not enough to break such an alcoholic bond. Would you agree with that, Dr. K?
Yes, ma'am, I sure do. I do agree with it. And I do wish her well because, mm-hmm. you know, it's obvious she loves the man, and I do wish her well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Thank
All
you.
Right, well, I hope we were able to help. And give it a try. You know, you can always give it a try and always pray on it. As Cyclona says in the chat room, addictions are way powerful. And Lynn Tyson says they are. And often it takes more than just somebody that you had a little relationship with. You know what I mean? It's going to take a lot more to turn this person around. But give it a try. At least you'll know you did the right thing. And you know, you did something that was sweet and righteous for that person. All right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think she's gone already, but
all right.
Great advice. And I hope that she'll follow it as well as others who are listening to us here.
Okay.
All right. You're listening to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour brought to you every Sunday, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Pacific Time. Bye. DrKeone.com and LuckyMojo.com. We're your hosts. I'm Dr. Christos Keone, along with Kat Ironwood at Lucky Mojo Curio Company. Let's take another call. You ready?
All right. The next one I have here is Writer's X Block, and the area code is 316. No location given.
316 is the area code for that person. I'm so sorry that person is not in the queue.
All right. Let me try the next one. Next one is named Rose, and the area code is 609, and it says 609 New Jersey, but live in New York City.
Okay. Rose 609. We're looking for that person in the queue right now. And unfortunately, that individual is not in. Okay, here we are. Okay, just showed up. Here we are. Area code 609. Correct?
Yeah, 609.
Lovely.
Hello.
Hello, area code 609. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Is this Rose?
Yes, it is. Hello.
All right. All right. So Rose says, I've had a private reading with Kat about 2 to 3 years ago. However, this is an entirely different situation. I also have had readings with other AIR members, and I'm a longtime customer of the Lucky Mojo shop. I am 29 years old and have never really been in a relationship. I have never experienced a mutual love before, and I want it very much. The past 12 years of my dating life have been filled with unrequited love and heartbreak. Because of this, I find it hard to trust men who are interested in me. This becomes a snowball effect in which I recently have been either pushing or scaring potential men away because of the wall I have up. I recently met a new man who seems very interested in me. We have been seeing each other once a week for about a month, and things seem to be going fine. We have a very deep connection that I can't quite describe. I am so scared each time I meet a new man but I really want this one to work out. We are both Scorpios, and in fact, we are born in the same week of the same year. I really would love a card reading on this man's feelings for me. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. I'm going to ask a couple more questions. You're both Scorpios, and you're 29, and so this man is also 29-year-old Scorpio. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right. One thing you said is we have a very deep connection that I can't quite describe. I think that's the connection that you were talking about having missed. When mm-hmm. You say, well, you know, you don't know what it's really like. I have never experienced a mutual love before. That may be mutual love. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I actually have one thing I did want to say quickly, because I had written that quite a while ago. Things, unfortunately, have sort of taken a turn for the worse, I think. He is sort of backing away. I know, and this is what I was worried about. And I said, you know, I think this guy really likes me, and this can't be happening. I only see him on weekends because he's partially in another state, not too far away. I haven't seen him in 3 weeks. He's had other obligations, family obligations, which I know are true, and he's not lying. But I haven't seen him, and he hasn't really tried to keep in touch, and I haven't either because I'm afraid of appearing clingy, you know. This may be nothing. He may be scared as well. He may be feeling just how I'm feeling, and that's why he's kind of backing away. But I don't know, which is why I'm calling, obviously. So I just wanted to let you know that things haven't been the same, you know, in the past few weeks.
And I'm going to ask you another question. How far have you two gotten toward intimacy? Have you, you dated? Have you kissed? Have you held hands? Have you had sex?
We've done everything but actually having sex. It seems like he needs, he doesn't want to just use me. I feel like he kind of wants to take it slow the right way. Not too slow, but we came pretty close, and I figured that the next time we would get together, we would end up, you know.
And then he hasn't seen you for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And not much contact. A couple of stupid little Facebook comments here and there, but he used to call or text me and say, how was your day? And none of that anymore. But I have a weird feeling that, you know, this, which is why I want the card reading. I don't know if I said something that, you know, or if my wall is pushing him away, really.
All right. All right, Dr. K.
Yes, ma'am. Well,
you
wanna... I hear that part, and the Eight of Swords is sitting here in the future, indicating that there is a block, most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you've done some work already.
Yes, honey jar.
Yeah, okay. And the Six of Wands and the Magician card occupy the present, so I wouldn't be too concerned about his not being immediately present in your life right now. I do think that you can do some work. If you haven't done any come-to-me type work, I would suggest using Cat's come-to-me products to pull at him a little bit more. Then, of course, we have, you know, the spells that we would do to facilitate communication, placing tobacco under the phones and different things like that to help get this individual to communicate with you and to open up with you. There, by the Eight of Swords sitting in the room, he says that there is a problem. I believe the problem is at home. You didn't say this man is with someone else. Is he with someone else?
No, and I believe him. I don't know. There's something about him. I feel like I can trust him. I don't think there's another woman, but I hope not.
Okay.
There's something else there in his personal life that this card represents here. I know that there's work, but there's something else here in his personal life that is represented by the Ten of Stones reverse that tells me that there are problems for him. So, you know, my cards say to me, your work has been good. It's been good. It's been solid work. You have the Daughter of Stones here for possibilities and potentials. I think you may need to do a little bit more work to just kind of pull him and steer him. That's what I'm picking up through my cards.
Yeah.
Okay.
What you call the Ten of Stones, I would call the Ten of Pentacles, and reversed.
Yeah.
That is a card of family, you know, extended family. And reverse, that means that there's some difficulty in the family if you read reverses. And I need to explain here, not all tarot readers read reverses. I don't, for instance. I can, but I don't anymore. I used to for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone does read reverses in the way that Dr. K does, Ten of Stones or Ten of Pentacles reversed means trouble in the family. Is that not true, Dr. K?
That is exactly why I asked her if there was a family situation there, because that's where the problem is, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense. He suffered a kind of a setback and ended up having to move in with his family, which is why he's out of state. So he's going to be 30, still lives with his dad, and I think that has something to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to give you some advice. You have a honey jar going. That's very good. I'm going to give you some advice just to try to follow, to get a sounding from him. All right?
Okay.
What I would do is light a candle on the honey jar, and while that candle is burning, attempt to call him while the candle is in flame. Okay?
Hmm.
And address the candle with, you know, come to me and any kind of, you know, good, nice, lovey things. And and then call him. If you text him usually, I guess you could go ahead and text him, but I don't find that to be as intimate as a phone call, because you have a very pretty voice and it would be nice for him to hear your voice.
Thank you.
And
Thank you.
So when you do that, just again, be very simple in your and in your communication and very direct. You know, hi, I was just thinking about you and just wondering how you're doing. And just leave it at that. Don't say, I miss you. Don't say whatever. And if he says, things are terrible, blah, 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 it's all messed up, listen to him. Just listen to him. And while you're listening, watch the flame of that candle, see if it stays steady. If it flickers, you know what I'm saying? It could give you some indications. If it smokes, you know what I'm saying? Negative indications. Mm-hmm. If you've done this kind of work, you know what I'm talking about. If you use tarot cards or a pendulum yourself, while you're talking to him, while the candle, you'd have the candle in front of you on the honey jar, you're on the phone, you could either lay out a three-card layout, just shuffle them and lay them, and look at those three cards if you know how to read cards. If you don't know how to read cards, you can take a pendulum in your right hand and just, have you ever worked with a pendulum?
No, but I do read cards.
All right, well then read the cards.
I'm pretty amateur, but I've definitely been working on it for the past couple of years.
Good. All right, well then you know what I'm talking about. If you use a pendulum, I'm going to tell people how that's done just very briefly. You would, when you use a pendulum, and you know, you can read about it at the AIR website, you train the pendulum to say yes, you train it to say no, maybe, I don't know. There's a whole lot of different ways you can do it. Once you have that pendulum trained and can work with it, you start it off, and then you call him, and you let it hang steady once you have him on the phone. And then as he talks, you just ask, is he telling the truth? And the pendulum will tell you yes or no right while you're on the phone. And you can keep on, you're almost having a dialogue with the pendulum while you're talking. You can, when he says things like, yeah, it was really, you know, there's just so much going on, and you know, my mother's been sick, and blah, blah. And the pendulum will start to move. Yes, no, it'll actually be commenting on him. You don't even have to ask it any more questions. If you're really good with the pendulum, you can use a stone pendulum, metal pendulum, a Queen Elizabeth root, and you can literally get a reading of the person through your body as you're holding the phone in one hand. You see what I mean? And the pendulum in the other. It will literally tell you what's going on. And it's a good way to check in on somebody. It's a very good way to check in on somebody. Okay?
That's interesting. I've definitely never tried anything like that, you know, calling or trying to contact someone while I was doing work. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I guess I'm concerned about his feelings more, I guess, than, I mean, I love, you know, root work advice, but as I already have a honey jar going, I guess I was more concerned with what's going on as far as his feelings for me. And if they're,
Yeah, what Dr. K saw was that there was family issues that really were hanging him up. But I'll ask, you know, it's funny now, I just cut the deck, just cut it, and I was going to say, I'm going to do a better answer for her. And guess what came up? Ten of Pentacles.
Oh, yeah, but not reversed.
I cut the deck to the Ten of Pentacles. So yeah. I think that's what we're seeing here. Now, I didn't have it reversed because I don't do reverses. But again, this is a card of the extended family in the home and coins, money. So he has a money issue and he has a family issue going on. So I think that's it. I think that's your biggest problem right now. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So it's preventing him from truly, I guess, going forward with us.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there are things in his life, and I don't mean to say that he's perfect or anything like that until this collapse, but there's something about his current situation and his family life and his money that is really got him tied and bound, hung up, and in difficulties. And I don't think he's lying. I don't think he's got another gal. I don't think, you know, he's got a problem. Now, the other thing you can say is, you know, when people socially have these issues and they don't know what to do, we saw each other, see if you can see him on a Wednesday. You know what I mean? Hey, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's not possible.
Why wait? Why wait? Just make an offer. Say, you know, I'm going to be around. Offer three times, no more. If he says no each time, then it's over. Move on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess I was, I don't want to tie you guys up, but I said something to him on our last meeting where I said that I think we should keep our relationship kind of light and kind of just to protect myself.
See, honey, that's your problem. And I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
If I had a dollar for every woman who screwed up her relationships by saying, I don't think we should be serious, or I think we should keep this light, or, you know, that's your pure dumbness, and you got to live with that.
Yeah.
You can undo it. You can say, you know, but that ain't magic. That's just social reality. You need to speak your heart and learn to speak your heart, and you need to speak your truth, and don't say things to defend yourself. But like I said, that's not root work advice. People so often will cover their fears with tears, they'll cover their fears with anger, and they'll cover their fears with light humor, they'll cover their fears with a kind of a deflecting of emotions. But I'm not here to be someone's psychotherapist, you know, but I will tell anybody within the sound of my voice, just speak your heart, you know, just speak your
heart.
I regretted saying it,
but then I was afraid that that's when he started getting distant, and I was afraid that he felt hurt and rejected by that, and if that was why he was sort of backing away. Yeah.
Well, as Nagashiva put in the chat room here, she doesn't know what her heart is. Well, you may not, but, you know, you need to be in touch with yourself and connect to yourself. You know, when I say be honest and be truthful, I don't mean tell every little negative thought you've ever had cross your mind. That's not honest and truthful. Mm-hmm. That's just stirring up trouble. But what I mean is, if you feel like I'm a little scared, don't say we should keep this light. Say nothing.
I'm a little scared.
You can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. If you tripped yourself up on this one, at least you learned a lesson not to trip yourself up on the next one. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Sure. All right. Bye-bye.
All right, then. I think sometimes I think we're more relationship experts than we are hoodoo practitioners, Kat.
Every show is different. Remember, we had a run of shows there where everyone wanted to know about developing their spiritual talent, and now today we got a love show, it looks like.
Yes, that's so true. Okay, let's go to another call.
All right, the next person is Sweet Lady, and the area code is 715 Wisconsin.
Sweet Lady, 715 Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for that individual right now, and I don't see her in the queue.
All right. We got a lot of misses today. Now I'll go on to the next one. The next one is Cali Girl, C-A-L-I, like California. Cali Girl, 619, also known as Danny, D-A-N-I, at Blog Talk Radio, 619 San Diego.
We've got 619, and hello, caller. You're on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. Are you there?
I'm here, Dr. Cioni.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Danny?
How are you?
Yes. Hi, Miss Kat.
Hi. All right. So Danny's situation is this, or Cali girl.
Danny's fine.
Husband left me after being together 18 years, 16 married. Now, I remember you from the Lucky Mojo Forum because we've had some conversations about this on the forum.
Okay.
Wondering if I should move on or if there is any hope for reuniting our family, as he is the only family I've had and he kept me pretty isolated, so I don't have many close friends. Also, would like to know what I can do to help my son through this, and I need employment. How old is your son, hon?
Nine.
I am already planning family therapy and in pursuing employment. He, the ex, told me this week that he wants to divorce me immediately. It's hard for me to imagine just ending such a long and involved relationship just like that. I don't know if I will be able to continue to deal with all of these things at once or even where to begin, besides the obvious getting a job and getting counseling. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Now, I'm just going to catch Dr. Cioni up to speed on this one because we've been following some of your stuff through the forum. And I know when you first posted, you were in a pretty disturbed and really crushed state. I mean, it was pretty bad. And this is very recent. Yeah. And I know, just speaking, you know, heart to heart from my own life, this kind of thing is just tragic. You did not see it coming. You were blindsided. And it's this, there seems to be no retrieval for this situation. And what are you going to do? Should you spend time working on it? Or should you go on? I think that's the first question we need to ask, okay?
Okay.
All right. Because, now, what sign are you?
Aquarius.
Mm-hmm. And what sign is the man?
A Scorpio.
Okay. All right. Well, those two signs are square, not the best relationship on earth. But they can get along. You've been together 18 years, 16 married. I'm going to throw down the cards first because I let Dr. K go first the other times, and I'm going to see what we got here. Okay?
Okay.
First card, I'm sorry, did you say something?
I'm sorry, no, go ahead.
All right. The first card I get here is a card called the Four of Swords. This is a card that tells me the relationship is, if not dead, almost dead. It shows the sarcophagus with a stone carving of a knight on his back on the lid of a coffin or sarcophagus. He has on the wall three swords and on the side of the coffin one sword. And it's in a chapel, a sort of a peaceful chapel with a stained glass window. But the coffin lid isn't closed yet. So this says that the marriage is pretty much over, but there's just a little voice from the tomb speaking. There's just a little bit of possibility. It does not look like a good possibility. I also would wonder, because of the swords on the wall, I have often found this card to come up, not always, but often, to come up where the man had been a serial cheater. Had he cheated on you?
Not that I know of. I mean, he was pretty devoted until this started. He just kind of changed all of a sudden. But before that, he was really devoted. I mean, we were best friends. We did everything together. And maybe I just didn't see it, but I really don't think that that was the case.
Okay. I'm just telling you, like, this comes up often.
Right.
In any case, whether or not there are the swords represent different love affairs, this is a person who is almost dead. Emotionally or physically, but in this case we're going to call it emotionally. But there's just a little bit of a communication that the grave is not completely covered over. Do you talk to him? Do you have anything going on with him?
Well, we have to talk because of our son.
All right. Okay. Well, the next card I have is not a especially helpful card in, as far as saving the marriage, unfortunately. The next card is the Knight of Swords, and that usually indicates a hell-bent for leather lawyer or a surgeon. In this case, it would be a lawyer. It seems to be you need a rescuer here. You need someone to help you pretty quick. And so I would say that what I'm seeing is that you may need to be helped out here. Somebody needs to be on your side. Somebody needs to work for you. And this is not the greatest helper card because he's a little bit on the hasty and rough side, but you need someone to come to your aid. The third card is also swords. So now I have three swords cards in a row. And the third card is the future. And the future is a woman sitting on a little stone bench with her back to the ocean. And she has a blindfold on, and she has her arms crisscrossed across her chest, and she has a sword in each hand. And behind her is the new moon. And one sword kind of points to the past, one to the future. It's a difficult decision because she doesn't have all the information. In other words, you may never know everything that went on in this situation, or at least not while making the decision. But the new moon says it's time to make a choice here. You really have to go forward. You cannot, it doesn't look like you can redeem this thing at the way it's going right now. And I know that's a hard thing to say because there she is blindfolded and she said, which way do I go? What do I do? But that's your future for the next 3 months is how I read these cards to be that you're going to be in a state of some difficulty, but you are going to go forward. As the moon changes, it's sort of inevitable. You will go forward and you will make your choices. And I think one of the things that's a problem is the fact that you don't really know what caused this in him.
Oh, you're so right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm.
But
you're right. It just was so sudden and such a complete turnaround from what he was with me. And now he's like adored me and loved me and it was so wonderful. And now it's like he hates me, is really angry with me all the time. And for even split up, be friends doesn't even seem possible right now because he's just so angry at me.
It's something, you know, what I'm seeing here, this card, this Four of Swords is really a person who, it's over for him, but in, you know, people sometimes just, I can't even explain it, you know, they go into a catastrophic depression that you didn't even know was coming, you know, they have something sets them off. I feel that there is something wrong with him, obviously. It's not, I don't think you all fought over this or anything like this. He just went off. It has been known to happen, and people don't know why. I mean, there are so many stories of a man who just, you know, he's a father and a husband, and he walks off. We don't know why men do this. Women have their own issues. That's not usually one of them, although some of them do. There are women who just walk off and leave the children and leave the man, you know. But
right.
But what I'm seeing here is unfortunately pretty harsh. You're going to have to move forward. You're going to just have to, you know, and it looks right now blindfolded. It looks like you don't know which way to go. But the change of the moon is coming in it. You just have to, you're going to make that change. So I don't think, I mean, you can work on getting him back. But if you were to do it, if it were me, I would do it at what I would call the highest level of spiritual involvement. In other words, whatever is for the best. But rather than coercing him, you know, light some blessing candles to open his way and see what happens. Try to get him to speak about what exactly is on his mind. But there may be a lot more here than you knew about. He's a Scorpio, and they keep a lot of things secret. And I'm not saying that in any bad way, but some Scorpios, their secrets are good, and some Scorpios, their secrets are not so nice. And,
right.
You know, he's You know, another thing you could do, if you want to have a little more detailed thing, is to do an astrological chart on his transits. What's going on? What's hit him right now? That's too complicated for us to go into on the radio show.
Right.
But you can find an astrologer who will take his natal chart and do what are called both progressions, progressing his chart to this year, and also doing transits, which are the current planets, what they're doing right now. And you may find some interesting things. It's not cheap, but it's probably the most detailed analytics that you can do on a situation like this would be astrology, especially if it's been a long-term relationship. I can recommend a couple of people who do this type of work. One is Deacon Millett at AIR, and another one is Valentina Burton at AIR. They are both very reputable astrologers. But,
okay.
You know, they would charge you for it. And in the end, you might find out nothing more than I just showed you with the cards, you know.
Right.
But it might put your mind to ease. You're an Aquarius. Aquariuses are wonderful with astrology. They like astrology. I have my moon in Aquarius. And it might be something that will kind of give you an understanding of the steps that went down. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I do like astrology. It's just so confusing to me.
Yeah. Well, it's a very specific form of astrological analysis that is performed in a situation like this. It's kind of like, I don't know what you would call it, sort of an autopsy on the situation, an astrological autopsy.
Right, which might be the only kind of answers I'm going to get, huh? I mean, as far as what caused this. I did have a question about, I think he's with someone else now, and I was wondering if you see that, I mean, as being long-term or something that's going to last, or if he'll move on from that, even to someone else. I'd be happy for him just not to be in that relationship.
Well, now it's funny because I said to you, was he cheating? But you're just telling me he found somebody else recently.
Right.
I think he's lying to you. I'm going to tell you, I think he was with that woman before. What do you think, Dr. K? Dr. Keone?
I'm sorry, I'm multitasking here, and I do apologize.
All right.
Repeat that question.
All right, I said, she says he's with someone now, and I had said before, was he cheating? And she said she didn't think so, and I'm saying my card shows he was with this gal before. What do you think?
Oh, that was in the cards from the very beginning that there was another female.
Right, but yeah. So I think the answer is already here. He may be lying, but I think this was not. He didn't just break up with you and go find somebody. I think that was already happening, hon.
No,
seriously.
Fact,
I mean, at least as far as what I see and what Dr. K sees in the cards.
Yeah,
maybe,
right.
Present. So that tells me this is one of those type of situations that may be irreparably damaged, you know, and beyond repair. The Fool card is sitting in the outcome, saying that he's gone. The Victory card is reversed in the future. I've laid out these cards three times on this man here, and I haven't seen anything promising. The Justice card was reversed in the present here at the beginning of the reading. So, you know, that tells me here that there's something else going on. I do pick up with this man some type of a mental imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't spoken to that caller, but there's definitely something there, and I wondered if he might, you know, be bipolar, you know, because I see his emotions swinging so widely to the left, to the right, the left, to the right. But there's a woman behind all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And will that be a permanent relationship with that woman?
Okay. I'll tell you. I'll turn the card. Yes. The Seven of Stones answers first to the failure of the relationship, and the Mother of Wands in the Quest Tarot is a yes card to your question.
It's like they'll get married?
Will they still get married?
Will they get married?
Will they get married? Okay. Turning
or
cards
will they
for
be
you.
Or be together long term?
Sure. I'm looking for an answer card, very first question, which is, will they get married? I'm still turning cards for you. The answer with us a yes with the Father of Wands reverse. You see that, Kat? You got the Mother of Wands.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got the Father of Wands. See, there's a feeling of them being matched. It may take a little while. It may not happen right overnight. But somehow the woman may end up admiring this man. That is the yes to this, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to say something, dear, and I don't mean to single you out, but there's a lot of comments in the chat room about this, and some of us are readers, and people are saying, she only said this just now, this far in the reading, she's in denial. When you go to a reader, and the reader says, is it possible that he has another woman? And because I got this card, the Four of Swords, you ought to just speak up and say, well, he's with someone now. You see what I'm saying? Because you're holding back from your own reader. We could have gotten to this a lot faster.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that. But yeah, I mean...
well, I'm just telling you.
I'm
just telling you, honey, it was in the very first card, okay? Now, as far as... And I said, and the next thing I said was, you need a lawyer, and the next thing I said is, you better move on. So, but I will say also that I agree with Dr. K. There's something imbalanced about him mentally. He has a mental imbalance, but I don't think you're going to retrieve this situation, and I think you ought to just move on. And as far as whether they get married or not, don't trouble yourself. I know you. There's that feeling of like...
I do care because my son is really uncomfortable around her, and I wouldn't want him spending time with somebody he's uncomfortable with.
Well, hon, you're going to have to, that's another issue, though. That's a whole other issue. And I could give you a bunch of spells how to protect a child. There may be court-ordered visitation. You know, you're going to have to go with that. And I can tell you things how to protect the child. But that's another issue, and we have to do that on a different call, okay?
Okay, and can I just quickly ask, do you see me as being crossed or jinxed or anything?
All right, I can ask that question. I see the card of justice, and that is a card of, you know, balance. No, I don't think that you've been crossed or jinxed. I think you just ran into a bad situation. The man may be somewhat bound up with this other lady, and she may be doing a little something, but I don't think she crossed or jinxed you. I don't think that's what's happening. Okay? Justice is a card of fairness, you know. Okay?
Okay.
All
thank
right.
you so much, both of you.
All right.
I just appreciate
All right.
your time and your generosity.
Yeah, and you know, keep up your strength, okay? And Lynn Tyson, who's a wonderful commenter in the chat room and very faithful listener to the show, says, cut and clear, cut and clear. And she's right. We ought to talk to you about cut and clear. If you're not ready for it, you won't want to do it. But ask in the forum or look online for the cut and clear spells, because I think it's time for that, okay?
Okay. And do you have any recommendations as far as anything I should do to help with my work situation? I haven't worked in 10 years, and now I need to get employment. And is there any work that you would suggest to help that along?
Well, that's a fairly complex question in and of itself. But certainly, if you are applying for jobs, you can look in the forum. There are a lot of steady work spells, job getting spells. You want to use something like a honey jar once you have the names of the people to where you're applying. You want to dress your papers, or if you turn in any kind of application forms or documentation of who you are, dress them with Crown of Success. You want to be burning some candles, long-term candles, to get that job. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
I think what you need is to... take care of yourself at this point, okay?
I'm trying, and I'm sorry. I'm so flustered. I'm sorry I didn't mention that right away. It wasn't denial or anything. I just, my mind is kind of all over the place. So
I
do appreciate your help.
I understand, and you know, you have my sympathy. It's a pretty horrifying situation, and you've put a lot into this marriage, and now you're just high and dry. But you will go on. You will survive, and I know you'll find employment, and you'll do okay. And you'll yeah, it'll be all right. It'll be all right.
Thank you.
You got a lot of powerful friends with you, and if you need to call back and ask for some more job advice, do that on another call, okay?
I appreciate that. So thank you. Thank you.
All righty. Sure.
Bye.
Right.
You're welcome.
Bye. Bye.
All right. Bye. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh, I tell you, love is a many torturous thing.
Yeah, it's hard. It's really hard, you know. It's really difficult. And,
yes.
Well, there we go. All righty. Do we want to take another call?
Yes, let's go ahead and stop for an ID here, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, brought to you every Sunday, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time, here on blogtalkradio.com/Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, and also heard on the Positive Eyes Radio Network at jujucentral.net. Okay, who's next? Kat?
All right. I'm skipping a couple of people who did put up their names, but they've had readings with me or with you before, and I wanted to get to someone who's never had a reading with us just to kind of spread the joy around, if that's all right. So my apologies to those couple that I skipped if they're following along in the list in the forum. If we have more time, we'll maybe get back to them. Try again later. Right now we're going to go to Fresh Potts, and that person, it is at 805 area code Santa Barbara / Los Angeles.
805? Okay, I'm sorry, that person is not in the queue.
Ah, well, so much for them then. Let me go on to the next one. And I'm going to go back then to one of these others. So let me go back a space here. I got to scroll up. Okay, so this is Yomicity, 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 calling from 718 Brooklyn.
All right, we're looking for area code 718 from Brooklyn. Area code 718 is not in the queue.
All righty. Then I'll do the last one I've got here. And this is area code 336 in North Carolina.
Area code 336. We always can usually count on Carolina folks showing up. because they love Juju, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Area code 336 is not here. We have 9 hands up in the queue. But none of those are the individuals that you have just mentioned. So shall we just...
I guess we're winging it now. Okay.
Okay, well, let's go to the second call if you're in the queue. That's area code 518.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on just a second. Dr. K, are you there?
Yes.
Best of Life said, I am here. I tried raising my hand. 336. So that person is here, but they're apparently not able to get picked up. And in fact, I see them here, Best of Life, in the queue, but their hand isn't raised. I don't know how they are supposed to do that. Do you know?
I don't see that person on the switchboard. I'm on the switchboard. There's no 336 in the switchboard.
All right. Well, maybe Nagashiva can tell them how to raise their hand, because I don't know. All right.
Even if it's not raised on the switchboard, I would see your number. The person is not here. There is someone here with the name of Crystal. That's the only odd thing here. They have the name Crystal as a prefix to okay?
Okay, well, Papa Newt says press 1 to raise your hand. And Nagashiva says 1. Press 1. Let's see if we can teach ourselves something here. Best of Life, press 1 to raise your hand. Can you do it? If you see that happen, you'll see that person come up who was in the queue. Best of Life, and did they press 1? And we'll see if it happens.
Not here, and we're wasting a lot of airtime doing this. Can we go to people that got their hands up, please?
All right.
They're not on the switchboard.
All right.
Okay, someone just told me that the person is named Crystal. If they know that that's their name, then they should say that. You know, I'm tired of it, okay? Is this person named Crystal?
No, the person at area code 336 is named Best of Life.
Okay, well, let's move to someone else, please, because the person is not here.
Oh, I'm sorry, it does say my Hoodoo Space name is Crystal.
All right. Y'all need to stop smoking and stuff. Hello, this is my girl. You're on the Lucky Mojo Hulu Hulu Tower.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Crystal. I apologize for that, Dr. K. That's why we need Tammy Lee here. She's got better. I can't do both things at once, and she's got better eyes than I do. But it was there were no skip spaces between the paragraphs, and people who know my eyesight know I need a skip space between the paragraphs. All right, Crystal, I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
All right, we got you here. I was laid off my job in March 2010 and started a bakery. At the time, I was in the process of buying my house. Hence to say, I can't get a house financed as a business owner for only 8 months and no job, per se. The homeowner is antsy and keeps asking if I want to buy the house, and I have told her yes. I love the house, but I really don't want to stay, but I don't want to get put out either. In the ideal situation, my online business would increase drastically, and I could move to California. I don't know what to do in the meantime. Will I get put out because of my inability to buy the house right now, or should I just look for a job in California and work my business on the side in California? Or if moving to California would even be a good move? And then it says, that's it, doesn't know what to do.
Mm.
Yes.
Well, I'm gonna say that I'm familiar with this case a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I would say is that the house is not your biggest problem. I mean, I'm just gonna speak from spirit here. Buying a house when you're not sure you want to stay in it, and buying the house only because you don't want to get put out, not a good idea. Not a good idea. You're digging yourself into a pit, and we don't want to see that. Would you agree with me on that, Dr. K?
Yes, I do.
All right.
I surely.
Yeah, see, I like the house, but I'm like, okay, where can I go, being that I don't have a job? You know, people are going to check that they want to know where you're working, and they're not going to let you move in somewhere if you can't substantiate how you're going to pay for the apartment, house, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that the bakery is a good thing if you do it right, but I think that you may want to just leave that. Put the house to one side. We're not even going to talk about the house. I'm going to
okay.
just put.
Well, that's comforting.
There's always places to live. I think the question comes down to how is your online your online business doing, and how is the bakery doing?
Well, online, I have a lot of hits. I found out this month I had about almost 10,000 visits in April, almost. But mm-hmm. I'm not getting a lot of purchases. The site is professionally designed. It looks nice, but not too many purchases online.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you something. Tell us the name of the website.
It is scratchmadesweets.com.
Scratchmadesweets.com. In other words, sweets made from scratch. Scratchmadesweets.com. You heard it here, folks. Go there. Order something.
Yeah.
I've been there.
I went with your mm-hmm. idea too, Kat, with the hoodoo bake items too. I have some of those on there too that you gave me when we had our reading in January.
Good.
And I'm on Etsy too, like you advised. So.
Good. Good. Now you could run that thing out of California or from where you are, and that's not the big issue. But I will tell you that it's cheaper to live in North Carolina than it is to live in California.
I know, but I hate it here.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever lived in California before?
Yes, I did. I did several years ago. I was there for a while.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I love California.
All right. All right. Well, I'm gonna throw down three cards and see what we get. First
okay.
card I get is a good card, the Eight of Wands. It says, news is on the way and cannot be stopped. That's generally good news. I think we're sending some people to Scratch Made Sweets right now, and we're going to get you some orders right now. And anybody who listens to this thing in days to come, go to scratchmadesweets.com. This gal is a good baker. This is hot stuff. It's really nice. All right, so there's your news is on the way and can't be stopped. But I think you're going to have an upturn in business if you keep on staying in touch with the community. And, you know, Stars in the Sky said, I'm gonna order some right now. And,
right.
you know, and Dr. Keone says, I know who this is. Yes, you do. So,
hey, Dr. Kay.
And Papa Newt is posting your magical sweets. It's at Scratch Made Sweets. Go to the magicalsweets.html, and everyone's on your side. So we all know that you're good. And so that's, I think that that's not the problem. I think what you really need to do is to make yourself a nest egg, because the next card that I have is called the card of the Seven of Cups. And this is a card that is a person who is dreaming of different, almost like a daydream of different options, different abilities, different things that might happen. But there's only one that's really going to work out. There's a house. There's money. There's victory. There's fears. There's gossiping people. There's spending your life in idle indulgence. And then there is this cup with this figure in it with a cloth over the top, which we call the stranger in the cup, who says, choose me. And you have a lot of choices here, hon. My sense of it is, don't waste your time in choices right now. Develop that website. Get that thing out there. Let yourself be known. For instance, you've already done one thing totally wrong. You're crystal in one forum and your best of life in another forum. Now, I've told people 100 times. I've told you. Always use the same name. Whatever you are, you be that. And if, whether it's a stage name or your real name or your street name, your nickname, it doesn't make no difference. But don't be splitting your identity because, see, Dr. K had say, I know who this is, right? And I had to think, who is that? You see?
Sorry.
Why don't you? No. Now listen to me, honey. I'm being very real. Go to Hoodoo, Lucky Mojo forum at luckymojo.com. Go to Juju Central and change your name in both places to Scratch Made Sweets. That's your name. Okay. You be Scratch Made Sweets both places and every place, because we need to know who we're talking to, and we need to know how to find you.
Okay.
You see?
I'll do that.
You know, Angela L. said, is this caller going to participate in the Hoodoo Food Cookbook? Well, you didn't, because it's too late. Well, it says, yes, I am. Too late. The deadline was April 10th, see? I would have loved to have had you in it, but it's too late. That thing's gone to press, okay? So that's the other thing is, when somebody offers you, and I'm not kidding, when someone offers you a free page in a cookbook that's going to be distributed all around the world that can have your URL in it, all you got to do is give one little recipe, but you didn't do it. So you got to help yourself. Don't spend time in idle daydreams. And that cookbook is going to be in print forever and ever. And I got lots of people in there and lots of URLs, but not yours, you see. So you need to take this thing seriously. You need to buckle down and do some work and not spend your time in idle daydream. The third card is a good card, and I think that's me. It's the Queen of Swords. It's a stern lady who gives you good advice. That's me.
Yes, now, that is me for sure.
Yeah, well, I am that way. But it says, you know, she holds out one hand. She says, come to me. Come on, come here. And she has a great deal of compassion. She has a Buddhist prayer beads on her wrist, and she says, come here, come here. But she also holds a sword. She says, you better do right. Make your mind up here. I think that you could move to California, but you need a nest egg first.
Yes.
I think that you need to, I think you're really on the verge of something here. Don't worry about the house. The house is not the issue. Personal fame and personal popularity is what's the issue. Send me some free scratch-made sweets, and I'll talk about them on the radio. Do you understand?
I was going to send you some cookies. I know you like your cookies, tea.
Well, what I'm trying to say, honey, is that if you're doing magical baking, and this is the same advice I gave to Butch, who does magical tattoos, same advice, called the radio show. You have a community of people here who are all for you and with you. You see, you have a community, but you have to let us know who you are, and you have to do your part to be seen by us. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does.
All right, because we're all on your side, we all want you to succeed. I mean, I want to be able to buy magical sweets all the time.
Yes, it is good. I have one question, though. I know I've been reaching out to, there's a company online, 1AndrewBakery.com, and you know, he's been kind of slow. He wants to have my products on because I make cakes, too. But he's been kind of slow about coming around. He wants to do it. I've sent him pictures. He sent information about what I need to do. We haven't actually made any steps to go ahead and get it going, though. We were supposed to do it this past week.
All right. But, and can you give me a little bit more information about this person? He has his own site, is what you're saying?
Yes, it's a website. It's 1-800-BAKERY, and what they do is they buy cakes from wholesale bakers, and they resell them on their website at a retail price. And they pay shipping for you. They do free advertising and promotion for you. And I've been going back and forth with him probably since January, and he's just been kind of slow at getting out there and saying, okay, he said he wants to do it, but I haven't seen any real serious movement to say, okay, you know.
All right. I got a card on him, which is the Ten of Wands. He's carrying a heavy burden. He's got a lot of things going on. He may not be able to pull together everything he's trying to do. He's got a lot of pressure on him. He may have some money difficulties. He may have some time difficulties. He may have some health difficulties. Something is weighing him down. This man is walking toward a little beautiful house, garden, and orchard. But if you look at it, he's kind of on a stage, and they are on a painted backdrop. So it may be illusory, but it falls underneath your other wand card of good news. So I'm thinking he's a little bit tired. You might want to send up some prayers and some lights for him to say, get yourself together here, and you don't want to be a pest, but on the other hand, do not let time go by. Are there any other alternative people that you might be working with?
Yes, I'm actually working with a few churches. I'm working with another church, and they're going to sell my things at the church every Sunday, and they're going to do some fundraisers and things like that with them.
Good, good. All right, those look better, much better as far as I can see than this fellow. For them, I get the card of Temperance, which is a card that is a spiritual card, has an angel on it, has two paths, a material path and a spiritual path, and they're balanced. And really, it's about having a guardian angel, and working with the churches is a good thing for you, very good, and you will win a crown and glory at the end of that path. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to put down the third thing, which is what I said, to make yourself known through all of the different ways that you can, because the third card I have for you is the World, and that is a lady who's dancing in the sky with two wands of power, and there are four animals or people watching her, a bull, a lion, an eagle, and a man, and they're watching her dance in this wreath of laurel leaves. So it does say you just need to be seen more. You need to get out there and be seen.
Okay. And I think I'm trying to look at the online thing, but it's so hard when you have limited funds. I did the Google ads. I did the Facebook ads, but it hasn't been a turnaround, you know, based on what I invested in it. But it's really hard doing online stuff because it's so expensive.
Well, Facebook is free. And Facebook ads is a waste of time. I did it one time just to see what would happen, and nothing. But do you have a Facebook page? Carolina Dean says, create a Facebook page for your business. Do you have such a page?
Yes, I do. I have a Facebook page.
And what's it called? Scratch Made Sweets?
Yes, it's Scratch Made Sweets.
All right.
On Facebook.
All right. All right. So at your website, you have a little click on this and follow us on Facebook thingy?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And on my website, too. You can click on the website and go to Facebook. Is there anything I can do, I guess, to work on, once the customers are there on the website, to get more people to actually buy?
Well, you're getting a lot of hits, and they're not buying, so you need to see what your price points are. And this is just spoken. I'm not speaking as a a root worker here. I'm speaking as a person who's been an entrepreneur for all my life. What are your price points, and if you can offer something at a lower price point? That's all.
I actually cut some of the prices down. So I took $5 for everything on the website, and now I have promotion. I have a monthly special. I have 25% off last month.
I'm sorry, hon, your phone is breaking up, and I can't quite hear you. Say that again.
Oh, I said I cut the prices on the website by $5 on everything on the site, and I also have a month promotion, 25% off for April. So I have things going on constantly where it's offering discounts on purchases.
Well, I'm not talking about discounts. I'm talking about price points.
Yeah,
in other words,
so
what I'm talking about price points is that do you have a cheaper item, smaller item, little tester type item that costs less?
Yes.
because that often will help. That's kind of an intro item. Rather than cutting your money on your big items, just have an intro item. I mean, if you make cakes, sell a cupcake, you know, that kind of thing.
Yes, I have. Some items are like $20 on the site.
All right. So that's good. If you can make it $19.99, you're better off, or $19.95.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand. All right. Well, I think we're getting pretty much away from some of the root work ideas. I'm also going to ask you to when you do this stuff on your website, you know, make sure at least on the magical parts of it that you decorate it with some images that people will understand and recognize as, you know, nice, upbeat, spiritual, magical material. I also think that as I said, getting your focus on you being one person and not all these different identities is very important here.
Okay.
Because we're all rooting for you, and I'll tell you something else. And I think I told you this when we had that reading before. One reason Lucky Mojo is well known is look how much I've given away for free. I've given away pages and pages and pages. People say, well, she's just crazy. She gave away 1,000 pages worth of spell work for free. Yeah, but I'm able to support a business with 10 employees because I did that. And so one of the things is, you know, cast your bread upon the waters, as it says in the Bible, and after many days it will return to you. So anything that you give, any little extra when you send out the goodies, any little thing that you can add to it, and it could be just a piece of printed paper with some instructions or some ideas, things like that, people will love it, and they will love you for it. And, of course, you can dress those papers. But you can also give people some ideas about, like, for instance, just how to take a vanilla bean and put it in their powdered sugar and make love sugar out of it. It's free. Give it away, you know.
Okay, I'll do that.
Something
that's
like
a good
that,
idea.
You know. Yeah. All right. And I really wish you all the best, and I'm looking for my special goodie package.
I will send you some this week.
We're going to have that party. We'll distribute that. See, now I wish you could have been in that Conjure Cook-Off and Recipe Roundup, because we would have promoted you there, but too late for that now.
I know, next year. I meant to get in it, but I missed it. Gosh. Yeah, next year for sure.
All righty, huh?
Thank you.
All right.
Yes, Chris.
Hi, Dr. Ms. K.
Chris.
Hi.
Yes. If my cake don't crystallize, you won't crystallize. Okay?
I got you.
You know, it was halfway through this call I realized who you are, and I was like, wait a minute, where is my cake? You promised me a cake. I don't see it.
I don't know what kind you want.
Well, you hit me offline. We will talk about it. But thank you so much for your call. We do want you to succeed. I will say that I see success here, but it's going to take a lot of hard work. And this man that you spoke about with the 1-800 number, that business, there's promise there. But like Kat has already indicated to you, the man is overburdened. And that may even be delayed from, although I do see the potential of that actually manifesting. It just may not happen right now. So, you know, you keep your irons in the fire and you work all of the other possibilities and do the things that Kat has just told you to do. You have success. And, of course, you're talking with me, too, here on SutraCentral.net. And we'll get you right as rain. You'll have the business. You will.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
I'm going to say one other thing about the 1-800 guy, too. And this, again, is just from a practical standpoint. When people are overburdened, like that card showed, he's just carrying too many things, too many irons in the fire, just make sure you check in with them. Don't think they don't like you. Don't think they've forgotten you. They may have forgotten you. But just check them once a week. And, you know, and just say, I'm just calling to see how it's going. Eventually, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Yes, I do. I stay on them. I told them if I had to, I told them I would harass them, but I said it like in a joking way. But I will if I need to.
Yeah.
Okay. You should. Okay, Crystal, thank you so much, and God bless you. And we do apologize here at the beginning. I'm not quite sure why your number is displaying so oddly with everyone else's, but it has C-R-A-Y-S-T-A-L-K, and then four digits behind it. Never seen that before, ever. So that's why we couldn't find you here online. We do apologize, okay? You might want to check that out.
Okay, thank you. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. Okay, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All righty. Wow.
Well.
Time went by fast, man. We've had a wide selection of calls today, huh?
Yeah. Yes, and we at least ended up with the one that wasn't love. I thought we were going to have love, love, love all the way, but we got one that was business. And I do love business calls. I like to help people in business because I'm a businesswoman myself, I guess you could say. And I love to see people take a small, beautiful idea like that and turn it into a good living for themselves and really do the right thing by their customers, making something handmade. And so I really do, I love those kind of calls. But I always end up with the same kind of practical advice.
Me too. I love this myself. And, you know, because to be honest with you, I know people, you know, this is our line of work, and we're not trying to, you know, say we don't want business and everything. But I'm going to tell you, this thing with the love and reconciliation work and what I see is, as a trend, especially among the females who come to me, you know, sometimes you just need to give up and let the man go. You know, it's as simple as that. And all of this candle burning and washing, and we got to do a honey jar, and we got to mop the floor, and we got to do all of that. You're doing all of that for what? What is he doing for you? He's doing nothing. He has nothing. So, you know, let him go. You know, you put the trash out of the house. You don't go back outside and bring it back in.
Well, you know, they got to get to that place. And, of course, that is not to say sometimes it will bring them back. I mean, I've seen it happen. And but often by the time someone gets down to say, I'm going to use some juju, I'm going to use some hoodoo, I'm going to use some conjure, it's often too late. You know, the time to have been binding the man was before you married him, you know. But that's just, you know, that's just practical advice, you know. But, you know, it is interesting that sometimes people come to me, I know, they just almost like they want permission to let go. You know what I'm saying? They want to do the work, and they want to know they did it right and it's over. And they need a sense of completion, and I'll give them the time to do that, you know.
Yeah.
And as I said also, a lot of times they can bring them back. That's the kind of interesting thing. We never know which way it's going to go depending on the call. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. It really does depend on quite a few other variables, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
ultimately, sometimes we don't get what the client wants. And people need to understand that if you don't get what you want, as I was sharing this morning, well, maybe you didn't ask right, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You ask the myth, you see. First, ask for wisdom so that you know what to ask for. King Solomon, when he was given that option by God, he asked wisdom, because without wisdom, he wouldn't have known what else to ask for. That is
right.
Life according to his life destiny, you see. And so a lot of times people, I want this man, I want that man. But that man is not a part of your destiny. It's not a part of what you're supposed to accomplish and do in this life. You're asking according to the lust of your flesh, not according to the destiny of your life. And that is where asking God for wisdom. If you're going to do juju about relationship, we'll give you first the King Solomon wisdom to ask God to give you wisdom, so that you can ask for the right thing and you can recognize the right thing or the right person that is in your life. I think you will. I think then you will. You will lessen a lot of the trouble that you go through because you went through the process the correct way.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's what I want to say. Amen. We've had a great show tonight here. I'll see you next week, God willing. No, this is better. But God willing, mm-hmm. we'll be there for a workshop, party, and we look forward to meeting everyone there that is traveling. I've got too many messages to get prepared for the reading of the people. So,
Okay. And no show next week.
That's right. No show next week. We'll come back to you a week. Thank you very much.
Good night.